I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Sunday morning, the 13th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verse 16. These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. And then we go straight to the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. You see, the Bible is the absolute truth. That's why when you go to a court of law, they make you put your hand on top of the Bible and you have to say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. If you and I truly love our neighbor, then we have to tell them the whole truth. You know, it's like that huge boil you got on your arm, that tumor, that abscess. You can't keep on putting plaster over the top. There comes a time when it is ready to be lanced, and you have to take the plaster off and take a sharp scalpel and lance it so that all the rubbish can come out so there can be healing. You can't keep putting a plaster over it. You see, there's no such thing as telling a white lie in order to keep your neighbor happy. By the way, there's no such thing as a white lie. It's the truth. You know that giant car manufacturer, Henry Ford, he was asked by his men if they could change the color of his famous Model T Ford from black to another color. His answer was, you can change it any color you like as long as it stays black. Now, that is how the Bible is. You cannot change the Word of God. I remember like yesterday, officiating at a funeral service many, many years ago. This man, I knew him very, very well. He made some very big mistakes in his life, I want to be honest with you. But one thing I do know for a fact, he loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart. And at his funeral, I said, good people don't go to heaven. Believers go to heaven. Because that's what it says in the Word of God in John chapter 14, verse 6, one of the most famous scripture verses in the Bible. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I said that at his funeral. And afterwards, a man came over. He was very upset with me. He said, how can you say that good people don't go to heaven? I said, because that's the truth. It's what the Bible says. It's faith in Jesus Christ. You must be born again. Now today, if you love your neighbor, please tell them the truth. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.